Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Welcome, my dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. We're gathered here today to speak against a terrible injustice. And this injustice, it's not against just one man. It's not against one group. It's not even against one religion. This is an injustice that is against the entire mankind. And this injustice that we are speaking about, it is the profane video recently produced against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best ever created, the closest one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also includes the cartoons and the pictures that have been released and are still being printed under the tainted veil of freedom of speech. The greatest of these travesties is the system of values that permits people to do such things, protects them, and nurtures them. We must first emphasize the importance of this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is about him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, O Muhammad, not but as a mercy for all creations. It was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen as his messenger to reveal the deen of Islam to mankind. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is loved by 2 billion Muslims around the world today. We're not even counting 1400 years. This is just today as we're speaking. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who once kissed Al-Hassan, the son of Ali radiallahu anhu. And in that, one man, Al-Aqra, was sitting beside him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this man said, I have 10 children. 10 children. And I have never kissed one of them. And he's speaking of mercy, huh? I've never kissed one of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this, he glanced at him, he looked at him, and he said, Whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated with mercy. And this is precisely why Muslims love him more than they love their family, than they love their parents, than they love their children. Certainly lies, obscenities, and insults hurled at the Prophet of Islam are also directed towards the religion brought by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when insults are thrown at our beloved Prophet, our honor is denigrated and our honor is belittled as well. And to correctly respond to this offense and injury, we must look at the best example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That indeed in the Rasulullah you have the best of examples. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever saw a munkar, an evil, let him change it by his hand. And if he cannot, then by his tongue. And if he cannot, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of iman. This brings us back to the very reason why we are here today. We are here to change, to challenge this evil that we are witnessing, and we are doing this with our mouths, with our tongues, the way the Prophet said. To change an evil, we must first identify what the evil is and what caused it. Then we must call for the correct solution that rectifies this evil. In this case, the evil is slander, insult, belittlement, defaming, and so on. Its causes are ignorance, hatred, wickedness, arrogance, haughtiness, and even more importantly, the system of loose values that allow such disgraceful acts to permeate and prevail. The solution is to truthfully and accurately present the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the religion he brought. This is an opportunity for us to properly convey the significance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deen of Islam and its values and systems as a solution to all of mankind. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fiik. Assalamu alaikum.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammad Habiballah.
Muhammad Habiballah.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammad Rasulullah.
Muhammad Rasulullah.
Hear us loud, hear us clear.
Hear us loud, hear us clear.
Muhammad to us all is dear.
Muhammad to us all is dear.
Hear us loud, hear us clear.
Hear us loud, hear us clear.
Muhammad to us all is dear.
Muhammad to us all is dear.
O Muhammad, we revere.
O Muhammad, we revere.
The Ummah's heart to you is near.
The Ummah's heart to you is near.
To your side we adhere.
To your side we adhere.
Out of love for you we tear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.